Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Once upon a time, no other nation on Earth came close to matching the caliber of the infrastructure of America. By infrastructure, I am referring to the means of transportation, such as roads, railroad tracks, airports, pipelines, and waterways, to the means of communication such as telephone, radio, television, and print and electronic media, and to utility availability such as electricity, natural gas, waterworks, sewage networks, and fuel stations. Now you need to add cyber systems to this list. Today, this formerly world-leading infrastructure is now an average of several decades old and mostly not utilizing state-of-the-art technology. The American Road and Transportation Builders Association issued a list of more than 55,000 bridges that are classified as structurally deficient, even though vehicles now cross them more than 185 million times daily. Similarly, the average age of America's dams is 52 years. If you want to talk about water systems, two words: Flint, Michigan. Overall, the American Society of Civil Engineers grades the condition of America's infrastructure a D+. There are scarier risks. An electromagnetic pulse, whether caused by a solar flare from the sun that creates a great geomagnetic storm, which occurs at an average of once every century and a half, or from a bomb detonated at a high altitude, could cause catastrophic damage to infrastructure across the continental U.S. America's infrastructure is so ill-prepared for an EMP event that experts estimate that between two-thirds to 90% of the nation's population would perish within 12 months. The Congressional EMP Commission 9 years ago estimated that it would only cost $10 to $20 billion and take no more than 5 years to harden and protect America's infrastructure from an EMP event, as well as cyber attacks, sabotage, and natural disasters. Yet Congress still has done nothing to turn this plan into action. You might have thought that the $800 billion American Recovery and Reinvestment Act that became law 8 years ago might have addressed America's crumbling infrastructure. Sorry, for all the hype, it did not. Come back tomorrow when I detail just what this massive so-called infrastructure program was really paid for, here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.